Hey, this is Russell White with Ghouli.com. That's www.ghouli.com. And with Ghost Magazine, you're listening to Ghostly Talk Radio.
Hey, guys. I know a scary story.
Shut up, Cartman. You can't scare anybody.
Oh, yeah? Have you guys ever heard of Scuzzlebutt?
Wobbut?
Scuzzlebutt is a creature that lives up on this very mountain and kills anybody who dares climb to the top.
Why?
Because it loves the taste of blood and likes to add pieces to its deformed body.
Deformed how?
Well, on his left arm, instead of a hand, he has...
A hook, a knife.
No, a piece of celery.
Celery?
Yes, and he walks with a limp because one of his legs is missing. And where his leg should be, there's nothing but Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy? Damn it, Carmen, that's not scary.
What do you mean? Have you ever seen Step by Step? So he lives alone on this mountain and weaves baskets and other assorted crafts. They say that on quiet nights, you can hear him weaving his baskets.
Kink, kink, kink. Carmen, you suck at telling scary stories.
Yeah, give me that flashlight.
We'll be right back. the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
One of the big rules in DJing is you do not talk over a guy singing.
Do not talk over somebody singing. But I have a feeling that 99.999
yeah.
Percent of our listeners have heard that song before.
You think so?
Yes.
Very, very nice.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they could probably recite the words.
Ghostbusters!
Yay! Yes, thank
Ghostbusters!
You.
I love Ghostbusters!
I would like to thank Ray Parker Jr.
Thank you, Ray Parker Jr.
Before he sues us.
Before he sues us.
Yeah.
Thank you for the subpoena, Ray. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate that.
It was a real great Halloween present for us.
Yeah, well, what it is that it's Ghost Month.
It's Ghost Month.
And I forgot to mention that in the first half hour or hour. That it was Ghost Month.
Yes,
on,
it is.
On Ghostly Talk, and it sure is.
Every October, all ghosts, all the time, sexy, hot, ghost action. And speaking of hot, sexy, and zesty, like we were talking about on the break.
Oh, yes, that's
our break,
new word of the day.
We do have the very sexy, sexy, hot, and sweet.
Ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting. Oh, yeah, ghost hunting, too.
Yes.
David, from the group, from PRISM. What does PRISM stand for?
Paranormal Research and Investigative Studies Midwest.
Very, very cool. It's great to have you on the show, David. Thank you for coming on.
Nice to meet you guys, finally.
Yeah, it's really great.
How do people get these great names? We have, like, Grimstone Inc., and we have Prism, and Ghoulie. I heard Ghoulie was in the break, and you know, we've got Ghostly Talk. I don't know.
Well, I want to start up the UMPR.
UMPR?
Yeah. It's called the United Metalhead Paranormal Researchers.
Oh!
What do you think?
Umper. I like
Umper.
That.
Umper. Do you like that? That's pretty cool.
Although I have to say, you know, when you get Prism and Ghoulie, and then you have the other side, you've got,
Umper.
Like, Nips and Nips. Tux. And
we need to talk to Marcus about that one.
I know. That did send us over the edge.
Thankfully, I wasn't here for that.
Yes. But Bonnie was.
I heard.
N-I-P-S.
That was a fun week of archiving right there. I really enjoyed clipping that show up. That was fun. David, thanks again for coming on the show. Do we want to... Because David is one of our new field reporters. David has agreed to sign his soul over to the Ghostly Talk Baphomet throne, so to say.
We don't have one of them yet.
You sold out to the man, David. How's it feel?
Feels great.
Great, great.
Okay.
Do we want to knight him right away and just knock this thing out and then get to the good stuff?
Sounds good.
Okay. Are you ready to be knighted, David?
I'm ready.
Okay. State after me.
He's waiting.
He's waiting. Okay, he's waiting.
You didn't say anything yet.
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. State after me. There we go. I state your name.
I, David.
Do hereby agree to bow down.
Do hereby agree to bow down. I'll forget if I don't say it quick.
Okay. No problem. We can work with that.
This is simultaneous stuff going on.
Yeah, this is really
like
cool.
That, yeah.
It's real time. Yeah. I like it. Bow down to the altar of Ghostly Talk.
To bow down to the altar of Ghostly Talk.
We gotta get one of them too.
And worship all that is Ghostly Talk.
And worship all that is Ghostly Talk.
To live, breathe, and eat Ghostly Talk.
Live, breathe, and eat Ghostly Talk.
To give my firstborn to the host of Ghostly Talk.
I don't know if I want one.
Not quite sure about that one.
Okay, we'll move on. To give my firstborn, to give my first cat to the host of Ghostly Talk.
Oh!
I do have a cat. I'm not sure if she'd like that. But sure. I'll give it to you half.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
Harem, harem, harem.
Harem, harem, harem.
Kappa, kappa, kappa.
Kappa Kappa Kappa.
Restroom.
Restroom.
I love Scott L.
I love Scott L.
Amen.
Amen.
Doug the Sword. Congratulations.
That was sexy.
Was that sexy or what? Congratulations, Dave. You are now a Ghostly Talk field reporter. You are entitled to all benefits and resources, everything you need that all of our field reporters have, which is nothing. But you will have actual like admin rights to our picture section if you want to post stuff up. You will get one free month's pass to the Ghostly Talk sauna if you need to cool off and chill out and all that good stuff. Thank you for being a Ghostly Talk field reporter. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Do you still want to be a Ghostly Talk reporter?
Yeah. Do I really have access to the web, or is it going to be hacked every...
You know what?
I know you guys got that fixed.
Well, yeah. In regards to that, you know what? We were really surprised that we had a problem, because, we were waiting for it to happen a lot sooner, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't believe it didn't happen years ago.
Yeah, we went 4 years without having... really any problems, any real problems.
Well, here's what happened in actuality. On that server,
mm-hmm.
there's another website that isn't running PostNuke. They're running PHPNuke.
Mm-hmm.
PHPNuke is just amazingly hackable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could give somebody a Band-Aid and they could get into PHPNuke. You don't even need a rootkit. You just need a Band-Aid and... some, you know, belly button lint and an old zipper, and you are into PHPNuke. I mean, it doesn't take even a half a brain.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that was running on the same server.
And that's what compromised us a little bit, too, and that's what brought the server down.
You get into the server,
mm-hmm.
you load up all these rogue things, you know, and then the server's acting not on your best behalf.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so what they did, they took that other site down. And it was some kind of clan site. You probably know about clans. Not K-L-A-N, but but like one of them...
K-L-4-N, or whatever that is.
Yeah, it was...
the video game clan. Yeah.
Yes, a video game clan, and they yanked that site off the server.
Quite competitive, these little whippersnappers are. They're hacking each other's sites,
they
huh?
hack each other's site, and affects customers.
I'm going to frag you to death now. You don't have any web access. Yeah.
Hey, Wednesday, I'm buying SOCOM 3 like the day it comes out.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'll be hibernating.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was nice working with you, Will. We'll never see
yeah,
you.
Bye, Will.
David, you are a ghost hunter. Am
yes,
I correct?
Like you guys.
Now, okay, see, I'm still getting all of my facts together.
How does that work?
What do you do?
I think you guys know that.
Oh, okay.
I run a group out here in Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and that's about that.
Nebraska?
We have about 18 people in the group, and a few affiliates, and, yeah.
Is there anything...
Nebraska's in the Midwest?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Oklahoma.
We're talking about
Alaska.
We're talking about Nebraska.
What?
Nebraska is in the Midwest.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in Omaha. We're like on the border of Iowa and Nebraska.
Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. The guy lives there, for God's sake.
Well,
give him a break.
No, yeah. Okay.
Hey, let's verify this. Do you live in Nebraska?
I live in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, there's your proof, Doug.
All right. It's right here.
Okay, we got a map up right now.
Yes. Okay, that does look Midwest.
Yeah, it's right in the middle there.
I approve. I don't know what I was thinking.
I had to bring up the map for Doug.
It's amazing.
I'm glad you put a map on. Yeah, I've been staring at this map like every time I go to ghostlytalk.com, and I'm mm-hmm. like, where's Nebraska? You need to label these things.
You know. We need to get like a north, south, east, west thing on there, and roads, a road map, like all the roads and stuff,
right.
So people can get where they go.
I will know where... everybody.
We're gonna buy out MapQuest, so we'll just do that.
Nebraska's really central United States.
Central.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there?
It's kind of sad when nobody knows where your state is. You know? But oh well.
I recognize Michigan and Florida. Those are the two that I recognize. Everything else is just like the rest of the U.S. You know,
it could be all one state for all.
Yeah, you're
care.
Kind
it
of
southish
matter. Or northish. I don't know. It's one of the two.
David, have you guys been on any recent investigations of that are noteworthy? Noteworthy.
We do probably about 4 to 6 a month, so we do a lot of investigations. I just came back from a place last night, got home at like 7 a.m., so I'm tired today. But
4 to 6 a month, you guys do?
Yeah, we're pretty active. Yeah.
That's very active. Jeez, I mean, we try to get out like well every weekend if we can, but that don't usually happen.
Like our summers.
That's what the summer's like, but we're doing the show also, so it makes it really hard to go out and do anything anymore, as busy as we are. Have you guys come across anything that was any type of interesting things you've come across?
Well, working at a place now, we're trying to, what we try to do is to try to visit a place, you know, 4, 5, 6 times instead of just going once, and to see, you know, what's really going on. And we're currently doing a place called the Villisca Axe Murder House in Villisca, Iowa.
Okay.
And back in 1912, 8 people were killed with an axe there. Mm-hmm. And it's supposedly haunted. We think it's haunted, and so that's kind of our big project now.
What has convinced you guys? What has you guys going like, okay, this is definitely a haunted place? Have you guys picked up any audio, any pictures, anything?
Yeah, a lot of audio from that place. You get a lot of voices of children speaking, really clear voices, and there's a closet door that kind of opens and closes on command most of the time. Last night was kind of one of those nights when not much happens, but for the most part, closes and opens on command, and...
Do you guys know the story behind this place? I mean, it sounds like a pretty rough joint from the name you gave us.
Yeah, Axe Murder House or something.
Ow. Axe Murder House, yeah.
Well, let me guess. It had something to do with an axe, I guess.
Yeah, there was a family that lived there. It was back in 1912, and the father, the mother, and 4 kids, and then they had 2 guests over, 2 young girls, 11 and 8, I think were their ages.
Okay.
And, everyone was killed by a murderer who they never solved the murder, so they don't know if it was one murder or 2 murderers. It's a belief that it's about at least two people that killed everybody.
And everybody died. Everybody
got axed. Like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Lack of a better term, yeah.
Yeah. But so that's the story about that place. There's the history of the place is that afterwards a man bought the place and he lived there for one day, and then he wouldn't sleep in the house anymore. He ended up sleeping in the barn for the rest of the time he lived there. Sold it to another guy who went crazy, and they found him running naked down the street. And I don't know quite what happened to him. And then there was a family for a while that lived there that they think
I know
the
what would happen to him today.
At all.
Yeah, well, what would happen to him? Yeah, exactly. He was running naked down the street, Dave.
Sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
Well, we do that around here a lot, but
yeah,
we do that just for fun.
We didn't know that happened all over the country.
Well, yeah, we just thought
like
it was...
Like a la Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah.
But this is... But that's interesting because there's a... now, I've heard that about 2 places.
Yeah, well...
Savage House and... Axe Murder Place.
Yeah, Dave, we actually talked about Savage House yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, this guy... Well, he was naked. I mean, I know a lot of people sleep in the nude, so that's cool. I mean, you know, that's good for your body and whatnot. I imagine he was probably having a very wonderful night's slumber, and something grabbed him and scared him so bad that he just ran out. He didn't think about putting his clothes on. He just ran out. The same thing we heard happen at the Savage House, like you said, Will. I wonder what type of thing would scare you that much to make you just forget everything and run like that. That's what it has me kind of thinking a little bit.
I don't know, unless he was crazy, you know, I don't know, it had been something pretty bad. I don't think they ever found out. I don't know whatever happened to that guy.
Well, there's a lot of people in this business that are crazy, I'm going to say that.
I think we all are.
Present company excluded, well.
Included.
Except for Doug. There are some real crazy people out there that do this, and a lot of people think that we are crazy for doing this, and literally, you're crazy for going out to cemeteries, you're crazy for going to houses where there was murders at and stuff, and trying to get info, evidence, pictures, audio. But see, there is that factor with the victims, too, that they could have had a mental imbalance also. I wonder, you know, well, you guys say that you're picking stuff up, and you're convinced that this place is haunted, though, too.
Well, yeah, after that guy, there was a family that lived there, I think about 40 years, and they said that really it wasn't haunted, that nothing, they didn't really have many stories to tell, and then it comes to the present owner who ended up buying the property and didn't really think about anything about it being haunted or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And then one of the paranormal investigators up here in Nebraska came to him and asked him if he could spend the night, and ended up going back, you know, multiple times,
yeah.
And found stuff, and it just kind of word of mouth, you know, spread, and people ended up asking to spend the night, and now it's pretty much the owner doesn't live there anymore. He kind of rents the house out to people, you know, he's pretty booked up all year with investigators and people interested in spending the night on the weekends. And I think the activity has picked up just because, you know, people bring in Ouija boards there and everybody kind of trying to get these ghosts to you know, appear for them. But I definitely think the house has something going on. It's a strange house.
We'd like to hear some of the audio. If you have that, send it over to us if you can.
I think I emailed you guys something last week or something. A couple of the clips, but I can send you some more.
Yeah, definitely do that. Will, did we get that?
I wonder if I went to my junk folder. Hold on.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Our field reporters are going into the junk folder now. How does that make you feel, Dave? Jeez, you know, I mean, stuff's going
on. Well, I'll email to you guys again, and we can talk about it.
Yeah, we'll check it out. That sounds cool.
What's Prism's website?
It's www.doyouseedeadpeople.org.
How do you spell that? Go ahead.
doyouseedeadpeople.org. Right.
Yeah, that's or dot com.
No, like D U, no fun stuff in there. Just the D U C.
No fun stuff. DOYOUSEE.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right. That's easy to remember.
It sure is.
Yeah. DUCDeadPeople.org. I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna check it out too. We'll definitely link you up to our site too for sure, Dave. We'll put you up on the front page.
Thanks,
and have you guys have people check that out.
That's a long email address.
No, it's a URL.
No, I know, but if you had an email, it'd be like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'd use a gmail.com.
Prism.omaha@gmail.com.
Well, it's definitely cool to check that out. We'd like to hear
all right,
more.
I got them.
Oh, you got them. Okay, well, you want to play a couple?
Can we play them? Can we play them on the air?
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hang tight.
I sent you guys two of them or something. Yes.
We'll pull them out of the junk folder. So we're gonna queue them up right now. Hang tight for 1 second, Dave.
Okay.
Where'd those other ones go? Dead air. Okay, that did. Come on, hurry up.
What was that?
That was supposed to be a drum roll, but
oh,
it didn't work too.
It ended up sounding more like a motor starting up.
Or maybe it sounded like my lips going off of one another, too. You hear that?
That, too.
I've been blessed with these wonderful, these luscious, these ruby red tires, my mother calls them. And it makes cool sounds like that. We got it, Will?
We're unsure.
I've got them.
All right, Will's got them. All right, well, I'm going to give these things a listen. Dave, hang tight here.
Well, this is just EVP clip one.
Do you want to set them up, or do you want to just play
it? If I knew what I sent you guys. if you play one, then I'll explain it afterwards.
We're going to let you hear them. So,
Good.
Go ahead, Will.
Okay.
What time are we supposed to leave anyway?
You live here?
Yeah. Well, what?
You live here?
Yeah.
Well,
what
time are we
supposed
to leave?
Okay, what happened on that one?
You live here?
What the heck is that, Dave?
Okay, here's what happened. When I was asking what time we were supposed to leave, asking one of my investigators that what time we were going to leave, and she says, I think she says, I don't know, and then, or she doesn't say anything, and then what happens is that you hear two children talking really clearly. Well, you can't tell what one of the children is saying, but one says, get in here. And then I thought I had heard something in the room, and I thought Annie, the investigator, was talking to me, so I said, huh? And she says, what?
Yeah,
so I actually had heard something, but when I listened back to the tape, it was two children. And we get these voices. It's the same children we get over and over again. And it's always between 1 and 3 a.m. in that house when they think the murders are
coming. I want to play that one more time now that we have to listen for the children.
What time are we supposed to leave, anyway?
You live here?
What?
Huh? You live here.
Those are really clear.
Yeah, they are.
You know what's strange with these EVPs is some of them seem like they're residual, like this one, like kind of maybe it's going over what happened during the murder, like get in here, and I don't know what the girl's saying over him or boy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But and some of them end up intelligent where they're actually talking back to us. We got one a few weeks ago, which I don't think I sent you guys, but they're definitely responding to us. We're asking for the door to close, and and you know they're responding to that. But yeah, the other one. I think I sent you guys one more. Right?
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got. Will, you got that queued up?
Second one.
Yeah, why don't we play that one? Go ahead.
Misty. Yeah, on that one, what happened is I'd taken a picture in the attic, and what happens sometimes around 1 a.m. is that the attic has this mist kind of form. You can't see it visually, but you can see it when you take a picture. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten this picture, and I'm like, whoa, look at this picture of something misty. But what happens is, before that, you hear the kids talking. Boy, I just forgot what the boy said. But afterwards, you hear the girl say Paul, which is one of the kids who was killed.
I heard
there.
My skin hurts for some reason. I heard.
Oh, he's going to hurt us, is what I hear.
Well, yeah, maybe. I was just thinking about my roller coaster ride yesterday, too. My skin hurts. My body hurts. That's what I was getting out of that.
But it's something like that. You hear that, and then you hear Paul, and then I'm like, whoa, and I continue on saying what I was going to say.
Let's hear it one more time. He's going to hurt us, Paul. That's really clear, too.
And the strange thing about that house is, though, what's nice is when you get kid EVPs, because you know that it wasn't one of the investigators. You know, we didn't bring kids with us, and we seemed, every time we go, we seem to get the same children's voices every time, and it's kind of freaky.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this is up in the attic?
This is up in the children's bedroom by the attic. And the parents' bedroom. It's a really small house and kind of a strange layout.
Very, that's great work. Those two pieces of evidence we've just listened to, they're very clear, too. I mean,
and those are two just from a little Olympus digital recorder.
What type of digital recorder do you use, if I may ask?
I used a couple different ones. That was, I think, an Olympus W10, and I just set it on one of the dressers there.
Good piece of gear there, if I might say myself. Very, very nice equipment.
I get a lot of good stuff with that on high quality setting. You get a lot of stuff.
Yeah. There is a third EVP.
There is a third one?
Yeah.
Oh, there is. I sent you guys that one. This one's from a video camera, and this was from a few weeks ago.
Let's give this a listen.
Hey, sweetie, can you close the door?
Do it again?
I hear,
well, one of the girls who was killed was named Lena, and I hear, do it again, Lena, you do it. And I don't know, that was on a video recorder, that was from a different day, that was from a few weeks ago, and that one seems kind of intelligent. I mean, she's asking for them to close the door, and then you hear, do it again, Lena, you do it. And
let's give it one more
listen.
We got
the door to open and close twice that night.
Let's give it one more listen, all right, Dave?
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, can you close the door?
And the click noise or the loud thud noise that you hear, is that the
direction? I think that's somebody moving something in the room.
I think somebody was stirring around
in the back.
Did you guys stretch that out a little bit in those isolations?
Yeah, that on the when it plays it over again, then right after the original clip, it slowed down by like 20%.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like the original.
I don't know if I added noise reduction or not, but yeah.
Yeah, original and then process, you know, so that you can hear much more clearer.
Tell you what, Dave, we do. That's very
absolutely
cool
incredible.
Those are very clear. We do have to drop off the line, though. Unfortunately, Dave, we got to get our guest on. But thank you for coming
that
on.
That would be good.
Really,
but
cool
I have
stuff.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and
keep
welcome.
Us up to date. Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to the club or the family. Yeah,
welcome
or
to hell.
The ghostly talk. Yeah, a lot of work is what it is. But also, if you got anything going on, anything you want to promote, anything you want to share with the world,
definitely get a
We're
hold of us.
We're here for you.
Yeah, definitely
that's
get a hold
what,
of
that's
us.
That's what we can do with you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Some really cool work right there.
Wow.
Will, take us away. We need to get our guest on real quick here. This is Ghostly Talk. We're getting a lot done today.
Yeah, this is amazing. So Ghost Month on Ghostly Talk. We're hearing from ghosts, too. I mean, I didn't expect that.
No, that was
amazing.
Very cool
stuff. Amazing.
Will, take us away.
Butler, American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. Our website is aaevp.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
Thanks, Will. Thanks,
You're
Will.
Welcome.
How are you doing? This is Ghostly Dog. I am the Count.
The one.
Oh, we're on the air. Great. Thanks.
Welcome back to Ghostly Dog. This is the Riddler.
I'm trying. I'm really trying hard here tonight.
I don't even believe. He's like reaching over his fingers poised over the buttons that bring us back in channel.
And he's
and
laughing.
We're joking back and forth.
Yeah.
And at some point he taps the buttons because we look over and there they are. We're in channel.
We're in channel.
We're like doing
imagine that.
Thanks. Yeah, we're doing our silly stuff. This is, for better or for worse, this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott Al.
I'm Will.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And,
you're going to be looking for work this week, I think.
It's Ghost Month. We just heard from, of course, we heard from David. Before that, we heard from Misty and Sean.
Yeah.
We talked about our ghost
What's that?
Is that a car going by in the background?
Oh, is that a car?
I feel like
you just quiet down, Tom.
I feel like I'm in San Francisco.
Oh,
right now,
ooh.
Cars.
That was a San Francisco automobile that just drove by. Did you hear that, Doug?
It was a streetcar kind of thing, you know.
Well, before we get started,
Rice-a-roni for everybody.
Oh God, yeah.
The
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Yeah. But we heard from Sean and Misty talking about our ghost hunt at the Hannah Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a little bit about the bridge,
yeah.
The Nessie Collings Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about the other two places we went to. Then we heard from David and the Murder House.
Yeah.
And heard
some
of
amazing
his
EVPs. Yeah.
And you know what? It continues.
Oh, God,
we're going to be talking with Tom
Netsband.
Netsband.
Mm-hmm. From the Haunted Hate Walking Tours.
The Haunted Hate Walking Tours in the San Francisco area.
Yeah,
So we'll be talking, and you've already heard from him because
we ruined the surprise. Well, we need to introduce Tom properly.
Okay.
Because.
Because you know all
well,
about
yeah.
it. I'm in
well,
the dark. I don't know.
A few weeks ago. You know, I check the P.O. box. I try to check it like once a week, right? And I go to the post office, kick the old lady out of the way of the P.O. box.
Right.
And I open it up.
Does she guard it?
Well, no. She just handle them. Well, you know. I love old people. They're wonderful. They're beautiful people. We love them. So I kicked her out of the way. And And I open, you know, I open up the ultra secret password to get into the P.O. box, which is like four doors. They're like steel guarded doors.
Right.
Then I have to like give him my access badge to the guard, and then I have to like, you know, say the secret, like, you know, ultra secret, like secret society password, because it is, you know, Ghostly Talk is a secret society now. So that we broadcast every week and talks about everything we do.
We talk about absolutely everything we do.
We're very secretive, obviously.
But I want a decoder ring.
Okay, cool. Okay. We'll line that up for you. All
right.
So I get this package though, this beautiful yellow padded package, and I was this is strange. I'm like, this is something else I can beat on Doug's head. Cool. Right. I can't wait to get home and beat up Doug with this package, right?
Was it hefty?
Oh, it's hefty, real heavy. Awesome. And I'm like, this is going to really cave his head in good. This is going to be awesome. So I get home and I'm like, well,
I don't think he should go to the post office. Bring up the brute in him.
So, no, I get home, though, and I'm like, well, maybe I should open this before I beat Doug with it. I'm just going to, you know, open it up and see what's in here. And
what if it's glass?
What if it's glass?
And you could break it first.
Well, I could break that, and I could
hit me over the head with
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I could do all kinds of disgusting things. So I open it up, though, and I look, and it's from Mr. Tom from the Haunted Hate Walking Tours, and he sent us candy.
Oh, really?
Which we love candy here on the show.
Oh, we definitely do.
He sent us two. And these, now, let me just to get this straight here, Tom, this is what you give your guests on the Haunted Hate Walking Tours, right?
Yes, yes. It's some of the things. It changes. It changes as, you know, new things come in and different candies come in seasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we got this thing is awesome. Dude, I feel like I'm like at a little kid's birthday party again. This is totally great.
Well, I think a lot of people it brings out the 5-year-old in them when they come to this store.
Oh, there's some teeth. Okay, we got teeth. I got teeth in now, Tom.
I can hear that.
I got the little teeth. See, I got the teeth in. I got the little ghosty pencil guy, right?
Yes.
We got the fluorescent. What does this thing do? Is it glow in the dark?
Is it a glow stick?
Is it a glow stick?
It's a little glow stick, and it's also you can use it for glue. There's glue, glowing glue inside that.
I'm gonna use this at the rave I'm going to tonight. I can't wait.
Yeah.
This is gonna be so. You know, it's gonna be awesome, right? What else we got here? We got the ghosty pencil here. Let's pass this down. Boy, this is when we need a webcam, huh?
This is the flyer.
Look at this. Now, if this isn't the coolest thing ever, it's a little keychain flashlight.
I like that.
Yep, everybody gets one of those because this tour goes in the dark, guys.
Yeah. We got cards.
Is that a ghosty racer?
Is it a ghost eraser?
Yeah, no. Should be some
makes
ghost.
Makes everything
eraser.
Invisible.
Disappear.
We have my little 14-year-old kid bracelet thing that I'm going to wear for the rest of my life now.
Yep.
Well, we've already talked about the teeth. What else? Okay, we got the glue.
The tickets? Let me see.
Are those the tickets?
Is that like a what?
Licensed tour guide?
Oh, those are. Oh, that's his card.
That's his card.
Yep. Holy
my business
cow!
Card.
Those are nice.
These are real.
Thank you.
We got a yo-yo.
I want cards. I got. Oh,
we
got to
design something like this for whoever goes to.
All right. Well,
yeah.
We'll send this off to the printer.
We got. What else we got here?
Change his name and the.
We got this really cool little maze thing too. This little maze piece of it's got a little metal ball and you work the maze, right?
You can tell it's the Hate Ashbury District because the ghoul is wearing a peace symbol.
Here and I got this.
You
is
got
special.
It, Doug.
This is special. This is special for Doug right here.
Here,
this
what
is special
get?
For Doug. Give this to Doug.
Doug, he's also, let me just say this, he's giving the peace sign.
He's got his fingers up.
I also have a picture of my, this is like a little mold. I think you molded this from my mother's finger. I don't know.
When I go out and I have 15, 20 people, everybody likes to wear their little fingers down the street.
And then there's also a bunch of candy in here, too. I wonder if you can. Are these erasers or are these candy? Can you eat them? Oh, God. No.
Well,
you can't
don't eat the erasers.
No, okay. You can't eat
them. This is really chewy.
This bag is bottomless, I'm telling you. And then, candy. We got more candy here.
It's a glow in the dark spider.
Spider ring? Spider on your finger, man.
Yeah.
We also
I'm
have.
Scared of the spider ring.
Ooh, look, a snake.
I'm scared of the model for the spider ring.
You have a snake in here, too. I want the snake.
Glow in the dark snake.
That's mine. That's all mine.
Where do you get the stuff?
Well, you know, I use. I'm going to plug this place. Is that okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I use a company called Oriental Trading Company.
Okay.
And, to be honest with you, November 1st is my favorite day because everything that's Halloween goes on sale for 75% off.
Wow.
And I basically buy the store out. because it's always Halloween on this tour, and I always have these types of toys and kind of get everybody into that kind of ghost spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're going to spend 2 hours with me talking about parapsychology and how, you know, ghost hunters and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They need something to eat and something to play with.
Well, yeah.
In order to keep their attention.
That's actually a very cool idea you have there to do that, because we do know that some of the stuff. Thank you for flipping me off, Will. I appreciate that. Will put my mom's he put my mom's finger on there and gave me a very, very profound message, apparently. But that's a good idea, because yeah, sometimes I imagine if you're doing a tour like this, you're going to have a lot of laymen that come in there. As much as we can say a layman in this field, there is. This is kind of cool to have things that kind of keep their brain working while you're talking about all these things. It's a great idea.
We gotta do this on Ghostly Talk more often.
Yeah, this is fun. We're having a ball here, Tom, by the way.
Well, good.
This is amazing.
Well, I hope that sometime you guys can come out here to San Francisco and come on the tour and witness it yourself.
When do you run the tours?
I do it pretty much every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then Halloween, of course, is the busiest time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a licensed tour guide here with the city of San Francisco.
That's some of the things you can eat.
All right.
I get a yo-yo.
Tommy, see, this is the worst thing you could have done for the show here, because we're, like, we're playing. We're having all kinds of fun here.
I got a
yo-yo. That's okay.
Do you want a sour apple blow pop?
Yep.
Okay, here you go. There you go.
All right.
I'm going to put these teeth in for the rest of the show, by the way, too.
Hey, one thing before I'd like to say really quickly, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fleet Week here in San Francisco, so when you hear these loud noises, sometimes it's the planes going over that you're thinking it's a truck.
Okay.
So we have a lot of Blue Angels that are going back and forth.
Okay.
And hopefully the show will be almost over and we won't get any more, but just in case you hear any type of ghostly activity behind me, it's the Blue Angel.
Well, that's okay. We always had that when we were in the haunted.
Oh God, no! Yeah.
When we were in the haunted basement studios, we would have the not so haunted
ice cream truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember.
So we get you got definitely an upgrade going there with the Blue Angel.
Definitely. Yeah. Now there's some things you wanted to discuss as far as the area went, Tom. Did you want to get into that?
Yeah, I do. Well, you know, I've lived here in the Haight-Ashbury for 10 years, and Haight-Ashbury, famous for the hippie era. I really am a history buff, and I've been interested in the history of this area way beyond the hippies. And recently I was awarded in the San Francisco Bay Guardian Best of the Bay 2005, and my headline was Best Antidote to Hippie Nostalgia.
Really?
Because most people who come to the Haight-Ashbury come for the hippie era, and they want to see Janis Joplin's house, they want to see Jerry Garcia, where he lived with the Grateful Dead, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, I have been researching this history of this neighborhood 100 years ago, 150 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out that this whole area was the outskirts, it was not really part of the city, and this is where they buried the dead. Okay, they buried a lot of the dead out here. There were several cemeteries not too far from this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys have ever been to San Francisco. Have you guys ever been here?
I've been through there.
It's been a very long time.
I've never been to San Fran.
I was through there when I was about 16 years old.
Okay, well, if you ever come here again, you'll notice there are no cemeteries in this city.
Mm-hmm.
All the bodies were dug up. And by 1912, the city of San Francisco declared that no body could be buried here. So what they did is they moved all the bodies, so they say, and they moved them down south to South San Francisco and also to Colma. And it's one of the reasons why people believe San Francisco is so haunted is because the bodies kept being moved. You know, at one time there was over 13 cemeteries in this city. And they removed all the bodies, and they moved these bodies several times. And then eventually when they removed them, they gave all the families 14 months to remove the bodies. And that didn't, the city says they moved them. But recently they did some renovations at the Legion of Honor, which is a wonderful museum over here in San Francisco, and they found 300 bodies underneath it.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you. And there's been other areas where, like downtown, where it used to be Yerba Buena Cemetery, and they did some building of the Asian Art Museum, the new Asian Art Museum, and found bodies underneath there as well.
Government contractors.
Yeah, there
you
go. You
know. Yes.
$400 million to move these bodies, and then they're like, okay, it's done.
Yeah, they're all gone. We've already buried them and put sod over the ground and everything.
I don't see any.
See, look how fast the trees grew also.
Exactly. So, you know, that's basically what went on, and the developers, they wanted to create more housing and development. So the city, wanting to make more money, got rid of all the bodies, or they said. What happens is you have all these places that have bodies underneath them that nobody's aware of, okay? Mm-hmm. What's also interesting is those particular areas where the bodies are dug up often have ghost stories associated with them, okay? It's interesting because what the city did, guys, is they gave the families 14 months to remove the bodies, and those that didn't, they said they removed them. But what they did with the headstones that were left over, mm-hmm. and we're talking thousands of headstones,
okay.
They broke them up and lined a park that's right here in the Haight-Ashbury with them. All the gutters in the park are lined with tombstones.
They destroyed the tombstones?
They destroyed the tombstones, and they basically broke them up and lined the gutters of this park called Buena Vista Park here in the Haight-Ashbury. So...
Okay.
If you go into the park,
mm-hmm.
you'll see them, and they put them face down. But every now and then, you'll see one face up, and you can clearly read the name of the person's grave.
So we're talking
from the 1850s here.
Let me ask a really dumb question, Tom.
Okay.
Did anybody have a problem with that? I mean, am I missing something here? They took mm-hmm. all these tombstones.
Yes.
Did people...
Unclaimed bodies tombstones.
Unclaimed bodies tombstones.
Yeah, because the city gave them 14 months for the people to remove their family and friends' remains. And those that didn't claim the bodies,
mm-hmm.
the city took all of the unclaimed tombstones.
All right.
Okay? And crushed those up and broke them up and lined this park, Buena Vista Park, with them.
You said they crushed them up?
Well, they broke them. They broke them into... usually in half and sometimes in quartered, and they laid them as gutters, as stone gutters where the rain, because, you know, of course, you're in San Francisco, you got the hills.
Mm-hmm.
So these stone gutters would basically run the rain down the hill. Okay?
Okay.
So I guess you could call it recycling.
Well,
they
yeah,
recycled these.
I'm glad to see them recycling. I mean, that is, at least they used it for something as opposed to just, you know, building another Walmart or something. I don't know. Whatever with the stomach. I'm glad to see they put it towards something that's going to help the city. It's going to help the people with as far as just running the city goes. That's very cool. And they were unclaimed. I guess that's what I didn't understand at first, Tom, was, you know, let's just take all these tombstones and just crack them up and then use them for a gutter. These were unclaimed, though. They were that people just didn't claim them. I mean, what are you going to do? I can't say it's a very tough call. As far as the way that goes, I guess. But, you know, I mean, it's just a matter of opinion as far as what you do with all these tombstones if they're not claimed by anybody. Probably half of the relatives of these people are all gone, too, and they had no idea.
Moved away or died in the earthquake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I feel that, you know, most people when they come here and they see that, it's just so strange to see, you know, these were actual people's tombstones, you know, which people had placed there, you know, in honor of the dead. And then, of course, once they wanted to develop the area and removed all the bodies, they basically, you know, had to, you're right, they had to do something with them. But it's a bit strange. It's a bit strange to people to see them. You're walking in the park and suddenly you're looking in the gutter and you see this tombstone,
mm-hmm.
you know, this marble slab of somebody's grave. And it's become a bit of an attraction in the Haight-Ashbury. People go up there to view that. And also, you know, there's other things. There's some documentaries that have been coming out about the graveyards here because a lot of the old sites where the graveyards were are haunted.
Okay. That just still strikes me funny. I mean, I've never heard anybody use stuff in that manner. I guess it's kind of hard to get your arms around at first because I've never heard that a use of tombstones, really. Usually, I've always thought, well, hey, you know, it's a tombstone.
I know I'm uncomfortable with it, but after all, I don't think the tombstone itself is haunted.
No, most definitely not.
It's just kind of
disrespectful. It's haunting.
Yeah, exactly. It's haunting.
You know, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's your favorite story? What's your favorite, like, you go from place to place on this tour, right? Is this a walking tour?
I do.
It's a walking tour. Okay. And so you go from place to place, and what's the favorite story? What's your favorite story about as you go through and you tell people about the city? Is it the reuse of the tombstones?
No, most definitely not. The use of the tombstones is just one of like a dozen type of macabre tales, and some are ghost stories, and others, you know, we visit sort of infamous denizens' houses, you know, like Jim Jones's place where he lived.
Oh, God.
And we'd go to where Charles Manson lived. But my favorite ghost story is, I would say, it's hard between these two, but I would have to say it's the Lady of Stowe Lake or the Woman of Stowe Lake.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very famous ghost story here in San Francisco. In Golden Gate Park, which is the actually the largest man-made park in the world. You know, the park itself is man-made, but mm-hmm. it's huge. And there's a lake where people boat. It's called Stowe Lake. And the legend goes that there was a woman in the Victorian era who was boating on the lake. And she was in there with her young toddler, you know, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby fell into the lake. And then she jumped in with the baby, and both of them drowned. And
ooh.
Many, many people have talked about seeing this woman of Stowe Lake floating on the lake, and she's always described the same way, in a white dress,
mm-hmm.
with it soiled on the bottom, and a frantic look on her face with long black hair,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I've heard this story for years, and I'm originally from Chicago. I've been in San Francisco 10 years, and I heard this, of course, being a ghost enthusiast, wanting to know all the ghost stories of San Francisco, had heard this many, many times. So I wanted to put it on the tour, because so many people know about this story.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to do some research because, you know, like I said, I like history. I'm a history buff, sort of like you, Doug. And I found an article in 1907 from the San Francisco Chronicle which talks about this same ghost, which makes this ghost story almost 100 years old. And they described the woman the same way. And the way the article goes is there were two couples driving in what they call a moving mechanism. It was a car. Back then, cars were so new.
Wow.
They're moving.
I love that. I drive my moving mechanism to work every day.
Your moving mechanism to work every day. And they're in the moving mechanism, and they get pulled over by a mounted police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And the mounted police officer says, "Why are you speeding in the park?" They were going 10 miles an hour, according to the article.
Man, they were flying.
They were flying.
Wow.
So the police officer says, "Why are you going so fast in the park?" And they basically say, "Well, we saw a ghost." And they describe the same woman of Stowe Lake in a white dress, soiled. She's glowing. She's often said that she's glowing. And they describe the same woman. And the mounted police officer, of course, says, "I don't believe you. Take me back." And the women say, "Forget it. We're not going back." And he was able to coax the driver to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back, look around. They find nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the article, the police officer put a warrant out for the ghost arrest.
Wow.
And, you know, some say it's still in the San Francisco books today that if you're a ghost in Golden Gate Park, you'll be arrested on site. Okay? So I would have to say that's my favorite story.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
The guy seriously put an arrest warrant out for the ghost.
Yes, according to this article. And if you guys want to read the article, there's a gentleman, his name is Rand Richards, and he's
mm-hmm.
a great historian here in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And he published a book called Haunted San Francisco
mm-hmm.
and published this article in his history book.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
That's hilarious. You've thrown out two things that's very, very, very difficult to get my head around so far, but I'm sure I'll do okay down the road. But it's very funny, obviously, to have somebody do something like that. It's also a very, very spooky story, too. Why don't we take a quick break here, okay? Will, why don't you cue us up here? We're going to take a quick break because we have a lot more to cover, I'm sure, Tom, from what we've discussed before the show here. I think we're going to be working pretty hard here for the next hour. So, guys, this is Ghostly Talk. Hang tight. I'm Scott L.
Oh, I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back.